Sportsbet Greyhound Racing Podcast non-chasers. That is the sound of Poke the Bear leaving the boxes Friday night. Hideous watch. We'll get to that. I'm your host, Paddy Garshagan, joined now by none other than Rhino Rossborough. How are you, mate?
I'm great, mate. Yeah, thanks and very much.
Sorry to butt in there, mate. I just got a little bit excited because the other man joining us, back by popular demand, may also be because Andrew Gunner's taking his 14th week of annual leave for the year, Squirrel Ainsworth. Welcome, mate.
Great to be back, Paddy. Thanks for having me.
Mate, it's good to have you back, and it's very exciting. We've got plenty on the show today. We are going to dissect the car accident that was the Melbourne Cup for me, Poke the Bear. Not sure what happened there. Great rhyming. I'm a poet, didn't know it. Couple on Thursday night at Brizzy Cup Heats, two at Wenty by popular demand. Rhino, you have requested I want some at Wenty.
The watering pot.
We're going to go through another little multi. We're going to get Rhino's Sandown Melbourne Cup report. And a few Irish sayings, I'm sure, might come flying through there. And it's going to be good. Boys, let's start with the Melbourne Cup. What happened? I was sitting there. It was the perfect Friday night for me. The pizza came early. I was going one slice per race at Sandown Park, just sort of timing my run excellently.
Yeah.
And then the quaddy started and went in the first leg. And I was like, you know what, Poke the Bear's going to get me out of trouble. And then I was so excited. The nice, green, beautiful rug for old Pokey Bear. It was a great just bit of boldness with the white of the dog. And then just missed the jump. And that was it for me. And the ticket was ripped up. Yeah. What about you, boys?
Well, you were pretty warned about him first start, Pokey Bear. Like, certainly the way I'd be looking at was these. Look, he was always going to be in trouble, I thought, in the run to the corner. I just didn't fancy him last week. I know I love the dog, but my head told me no. I don't think by anywhere near that's his best form.
But how can he be the best dog in the country? But he just doesn't win the biggest race.
No, I said last week he's the fastest dog in the country. He's not necessarily the best dog in the country.
Right, I had to come in to work on Monday. I told everyone that Poke the Bear was going to be winning the Melbourne Cup. I tipped it to everyone. I sent it to all the WhatsApp groups I'm part of, saying Poke the Bear wins it. And I've been let down. Yeah. And Ballarat Cup on Saturday was probably even worse because I had nothing in the coffers to go again.
I made Black Opium probably the biggest certainty that I ever went to a racetrack on Friday night. And it just goes to show you, like, if you don't get the luck of the draw or the run to the corner, whatever you might expect, then things can happen. And Pokeball was disappointing. I thought Black Opium was just slightly unlucky.
Screw, what do you think about the Melbourne Cup? Did you back the winner, Myra Dammer, by any chance?
No, I didn't back the winner. I had basically second, third and fourth.
And a little birdie tells me you're going fairly well up there on level 16, tipping a few Greyhound winners, but you just don't seem to slide them down to level 13. That's the only problem.
If you would have seen on the Friday, we hosted a little event down on level 15. A panel of Gunner, myself, and Spearmint Rhino over here.
Thanks, it was a very enjoyable watch. and for those playing at home, that Squirrel actually brought in the great, who I thought was the mythical creature, but it's not, Nail Clipper, the great greyhound, came in, and he just sat there all day at your desk, just a very obedient little pup, and then he went to choose the winner. We did one of those Melbourne Cup selectors thing, and who did he choose,
Well,
Squirrel?
Unfortunately, Clipper went to the My Redeemer Bowl, had a sniff at it. I thought he was going to go for it, but he then moved down the line and went for Dinah Harper. And then
Value Hunter.
Yeah, then he did regret that because he obviously went to My Redeemer just after that. But it was great to get him in. He was quite a hit with everyone. I've never had more ladies come up and visit me at the desk during the day.
He actually quite enjoyed the ladies as well himself.
He's a total pants man, bit of a perv. But the ladies definitely got up to visit him and have a look at him. He's quite the specimen.
Matt Clipper, excellent stuff. And taking nothing away from Myra Damer, obviously a very astute greyhound and won the Melbourne Cup deservedly. So David Gale, I can never to get it right. He was speechless at the end of it. They were trying to shove the microphone down his throat afterwards, and the bloke could have. He just wanted to go have a free beer from the Sandown Greyhound Racing Club, didn't he, mate?
I just got a flashback there as well. I remember shaking his hand about 10 times after about 6 pints of me.
We were trackside. And a big shout out to Neil Long, who works here. His fiance's dad owns my Redeemer. So we actually got to hold the cup and
a few photos.
Give my Redeemer a bit of a pat and a well done. So it was a great night out on track. So well done to Sandown again.
Excellent stuff. Well, the 358 days from it all happening again. So I'll come back in 358 days' time and give you another red hot certainty, and it will come last after getting squished out the boxes. Now, Pope the Bear will be back, and I will be truckloading it when it runs next. Boys, let's talk about the Brizzy Cup heats. The big racing sort of goes from Melbourne. We sort of jump on the plane and get a few status credits and head up north to Albion Park. Beautiful place of the world. Guarana, you been there, mate?
Never been, mate. You turn left off Flinders Street and I haven't a clue where I am.
You know your way around Sydney, surely.
Yeah, of course.
Nah, excellent stuff. Now we will head to Albion Park. We've got 5 heats. The Brizzy Cup, of course, is the big one, and there's heats for that. Squirrel, why don't you kick us off, mate, with the Brizzy Cup heats? We'll run through them.
Yeah, so She's Gifted ran in the Melbourne Cup here and has drawn box 2 again. I thought she was really disappointing with her box manners on Melbourne Cup night. I thought she actually changed the way the race was run. I think if she came out, My Redeemer wouldn't have won the race and Black Opium would have. I'm expecting her to jump a lot better tomorrow night, so I think she'll be really tough to beat. The other one I'd say to keep an eye on is Slingshot Hammer in box 5. Another Vic dog, knows his way through a field. He'll be a bit slow to begin, but he'll move through the gears, and I can definitely see him running a race, maybe pinching it from She's Gifted, but I definitely think he'll run top 2 or 3.
Yeah. And what gets these dogs into the final? Is it top 2? Is it top 1? Yeah,
one of these strange ones where there's 5 heats. So the 5 winners go through, and then the 5 next best times go through. But obviously, the first 3 get into the final field, and then the other 2 are reserves.
Very good.
So you want to be top 2.
Could all come from one race, girl, couldn't it?
No, you've got to. I think it's the fastest runners up. So you'll get the winner and the fastest runner up through, and then the 2 that miss out all become reserves of the 2 sort of
emergencies.
Yeah, the 2 slowest runners.
You know what I like to call them, Rhino, don't you? A little bit of mystique, mate. Got you giggling. Interesting. They're straight on the plane and straight up north, aren't they? They don't give them much rest.
Oh, yeah, no mess.
Buddy Greyhound just probably wants to head down to the beach or, you know.
Well, that's it. There's my Redeemer's running tonight. Yeah. And so is Black Opium.
Yeah.
There you go.
So where's Black Opium heading?
Sandown.
She'll win again.
Oh, certainty. Yeah.
Absolute
certainty.
Odds?
$1.40, $1.50. Take it all.
Put it in your multi, Paddy.
Better than bank interest. Nah, very good. So tip for the first heat?
Yeah, so I've gone She's Gifted from Slingshot Hammer.
Do you echo that?
I think Squirrel hit the nail on the head there. I really do agree with him in terms of how I think she changed the race for the Melbourne Cup final. But yeah, She's Gifted. The one I actually gave a small chance to was Big Bad Bob. Now, it's whichever Big Bad Bob decides to turn up, because Bob can be very bad sometimes.
Bad Bob.
Bob can be really bad sometimes. But if the real Slim Shady stands up there, then yeah, like he could push that close.
But Bob.
Yeah, Big Bad.
Big Bad Bob. All right, heat 2, Hasten Slowly. Probably the one to beat out of the 2 slot. $2.10 currently, Rhino. What do you reckon?
I don't like it. I know. I'm sorry. I'm probably going to get crucified.
He's a very hard man to.
I just
gauge today, old Rhino.
He's not convinced. Like it nearly ran. Nearly beat My Redeemer, who goes on to win the cup, and then he's like, I'm not convinced.
I don't like it. You know what it is? It's the bias up
there. Can't wait to make an excuse up for this.
It only took 4 races on Melbourne Cup heat night before he ran to me and he goes, "We've got to hit the rails. The bias is strong."
Hasten Slowly is not a dog that I'm particularly fond of, correct? And certainly, you take that line of form out against My Redeemer in Victoria a week or two ago, then he puts himself in with a great chance. On paper, it's not a great heat. I was really keen on one, Wise Misty. I think that she is the track perfectionist around that place. She knows every grain of sand. And yeah, I think that she's more than enough ability to take it up the inside, hook off at the first bend, maybe just push Hastings through the way. But once she does that, there, it's good night out of range. She'll be home.
Ooh, won't be catching pigeons in the back shirt.
She's rolling out the red carpet all over the place.
Screw, what do you reckon, Matt?
Yeah, I found it hard to split these two, but I did have Hastings slowly slightly on top. I do like that he has seen the track. I just thought, if these two got into a little bit of trouble together, if they did clash on that first corner, it'd open it up for Dinah Chancer, who's pretty well boxed out wide, and I thought he'd swoop around them if there was a little bit of trouble between these two early.
Marvellous stuff. Well, there you had it from Simon Squirrel Ainsworth in the second heat. All right, heat three, Miss Splendor Miro, another one in the David Gale kennel.
What are you saying? Like,
what do you mean? I said kennel. I could have said stable, and then you would have really got hot on me. No, David Gale. What is
Gill?
Gill.
Yeah, he's basically my best mate now.
Yeah,
it's a bloody hard one to say.
Very close pals, mate.
A tough surname as it is, but Gill gets me every single time. He takes up Miss Splendor Miro, $2.40 favourite. Opened at $2.40. Pretty. Stable is the bitch from Victoria. Boys, what do you think?
Yeah, two dog race for me. Miss Blen Miro versus Orson Allen. They've met recently, obviously last Friday night, and Splendor Miro just got the better of Orson Allen, and I think that'll be the same way it goes, just because of the box draw here. So I'll be thinking Splendor Miro wins, Orson running into second.
Orson was just a tough watch.
Yeah,
last Friday.
Yeah.
It's a dog that's brought me so much joy.
We have to say that in the Northern Irish accent.
Look. It really is, but I just sort of, it just wasn't there on Friday. God, man,
please, don't.
It really
stop.
Wasn't. Okay.
For what it's
don't
worth.
Don't tip it, for God's sake.
No, look, listen. I'd actually be against Miss Splendor Miro. I just don't think she's running anywhere near as well as what she once was, particularly over the last two or three weeks. Like, she's led and got beat by Victoria that night, Poke the Bear. Now, listen, it was a spectacular performance, but the time wasn't there. Like, you know, I thought when she hit the front, 29-20 was written all over her face, but it just didn't do it. So, yeah, there's just a wee doubt in my mind in terms of how much in form she actually is. Outside of that, it makes it blatantly obvious then that I have to fancy Orson Allen.
You don't look at the last race and she beat him pretty much fair and square. And
No, not fussed. Not really fussed, mate. Not fussed. I think Orson Allen, in terms of if you put them in a match race, I think Orson Allen's a faster dog anyway. And I actually do think he's a more consistent dog, despite her beating him last week. If you want to go for a bit of value, Go Lassie Go is in the form of her absolute life, and she is an absolute gun to the first turn. She might upset them at odds, particularly if she gets out in front. But I'm not a big fan of Miss Splendor Miro on the inside. I'm not a big fan of her current form. I know she won the last night, and I certainly think Orson Allen's the better of the two. He strikes me as the better bet.
Very good. I've just noticed something here. Now, Soft Stand and Sand and Hey Hopi are just about the reserve
They only got...
Jeez, they drew the short short.
They only got 43 nominations, I think. So that's why the 40 best went in and then left three dogs just making up the reserves for all five heats.
You'd be very harshly done by if you're not getting a run in at least one of them.
Well, at least they're holding the 10. Every hold's a goal for them at the minute. So.
Yeah. Poor old Tommy Savulis and Cynthia Elson. Oh, well, you'll be back. All right, next heat, and when I say this name, well, one of the panel members gets very excited and then the other gets very excited because his pronunciation of it is excellent. Nice. Number one, Maurice Minor. Rhino, do you just want to reel it out for me?
Yeah, Maurice Minor. Like, listen, I'm going to change him to Mo Minor because I actually like that. It'll be a bit better these days. Maybe switch it up.
It's the flavour of the month at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, this is an absolute certainty. Drew one. Motz is sensational. The corner runs off. Femme Foe's probably going to get caught up in issues with that. Fernando Blaster's going to be in the outside of Motz, maybe by half length. He's going to be out in the corner, out at the corner with Motz. Yeah, Cosmic Bonus is going to be arriving up then. everything's just going to move off, and this lad's just going to punch up in the rail and kick through and win. Like, he'd done 29.50 or something around this track before. Like, it's he is the best dog at this track. He loves box one at this track, and he's got he's the best drawn dog of all them heats.
Yeah, he summed it up really well there. I think Morris Miners are certainly as well. He's drawn the right box. He's just in a different class to a lot of these ones. Like, Motza is a non-chaser. It was playing around with him last Friday night or Thursday. Fast Times, back from a long layoff. Good dog, but I just don't think it's there. And Cosmic Bonus, he's just not in the same realm as Maurice, Ryan.
Very good. And of course, Soft Sand and Hey Hope, he round out the reserves.
Yeah, you know what to say, Mo Manor. What is it? Oh, it doesn't matter. I was going to say something ridiculous.
No, please say it.
I was going to say, you know what they say, Mo Manor means more money. Like, but it doesn't matter. We're not going to end it. Like,
Righto. That might be a reprimand.
Very suspect.
Next week. Oh, jeez. Anyone else? All right, the last heat. It is the last heat, sorry. The one with not available favourite.
Yep.
Of course. Well, there you go. Not available. White Rug. You know what I think about the White Rug. Is the favourite. Robbie Britton.
Yep, hard to see this getting beat. It's run at the track before. It was a really nice run in that race with Miss Splendomero, Orson Allen, last Friday night. Rio Brave comes back from the Ipswich Cup final, but he's just a bit too slow out, very hit and miss, and not available. I think we'll get the rail and be way too strong for this reasonably weak field.
Yeah.
Men above me in terms of intelligence and ability to price races have told me that not available will win. I didn't necessarily see it, but I wouldn't put them off. It wasn't a race that I was overly keen to have a bet in. If you put a gun to my head and asked me to have a bet, Rio Brave, on the assumption of that he's got tons of ability, he's a bit tardy at traps, our trap race, but when he gets going, he really gets going. If he got clear run or clear daylight against the early pacers here, I think he might have a chance. But look, it's not a race I've stand about.
No, 390 Rio Brave.
Yeah,
pretty good. You do have the gun to your head. 390 is pretty nice way to get out of it. Very good. Okay, righto. You went down to Sandown Park on Friday, Melbourne Cup, second week in a row. It's starting to become a bit of a tradition.
Yeah, I actually do know the restaurant manager now. You do. Rachel, isn't it?
Rachel.
Well, didn't notice me.
Want to know, as Australian Greyhound fans, how did it stack up to the Irish experience? Have you put a deposit on a house down in Sandown now, what's the go?
No, the quest goes on to try and buy a house with Ponton, and no, it's not going to happen.
You could buy a kennel out.
I might do. I absolutely loved it from the get go, even from the first round heats. I thought the night in itself was absolutely amazing. I thought the atmosphere was there. I thought the buzz was there. I thought the lead up to the race was all there. The crowd around the bookie at the top stairs. The food was fantastic. The beer was even better. Mm. And apart from my quality, nothing else went negative on my night. I really, really loved it. And I'd probably go as far to say it was as good, if not better, than the Irish Derby.
Very good. It was nice to see the photos getting sent through. Especially after, because I remember Squirrel tipped on Onions O'Reilly in race two. He declared it to everyone up there on the little presentation.
We got off to some start. You guys did. Billy's Bake as well.
We were flying. The bottom tier there, we had it bouncing. I tell you.
That's good. Well, let's keep that flying stuff for the non-chasers list. Because they want it. Beautiful. Okay, boys. Well, not boys. Righto, by popular demand, by request, he just about held a gun to my head and said,
I
have two at Wendy that I will be having my 14th wife and kids job on for the season.
I'm on to the cousins now, so
jeez.
Lucky's a ladies' man. He's gone to a few wives.
He has gone for a few wives, and I shudder to think how many kids. But let's talk about a couple on Saturday night, you said, at Wente, race 5 and race 6, I believe.
Yeah, we've got the summer cup up. I'll not spend too much time on it because it's a very straightforward and simple procedure, this. Popo Dorado will go to the front, make all, and win. If anybody wants to watch a dog at big prices that was put up last week of value, that ran a particularly good race but didn't pay the wages, if so to speak, was Kanzan. Massive run last week in Victoria. And she showed that she's not too far off the abilities of what Poco Dorado has. The difference is Wentworth Park is very much like it's her baby.
This
like,
bias yeah. coming out of it.
Oh, look, listen, she runs a track as well as anything else in the race, if not better. And she's unbeaten over the course and distance. And I think that reads really well for a race of like this. And yeah, I was very, very strong.
Was that the excuse?
What's this, sir?
Well, it came eighth in the bulb trays. It was
but sir, Victoria, it's something in the air down here. Like,
this is a very weak race, like depth wise, compared to the race it was in.
No, I definitely agree. Obviously, yeah. Bulb trays is a Group One.
Yeah.
So, no, I agree, but we'll see how Poco Dorado bounces back.
I believe
Poco Dorado. Huge doubts here. Poco Dorado was the leg that cost the non chasers.
Oh yeah, it all comes out in the wash. Yeah. Do you ever something eating your life?
The Paddy Garshagan relative accounts obviously didn't pick up the mega bet this week.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, mate. Is that what you want? Like, sweet Jesus, like.
World peace, all right?
Yeah.
All right, so Poco Dorado wins and wins well with a leg in the air. Beautiful. Okay, race six, the second heat of the Summer Cup. Rhino.
Oh, okay, yeah. Very, very straightforward again. I think this is a bigger certainty than Poco Dorado, and it's your little sister, Valachi Nero.
It's a family affair.
Well, it actually is a family affair because if you look closely, Blue Moon Rising is a little brother to the two little sisters.
Jesus. Yeah.
So it's obviously a very talented standard. Look, Valachi Nero actually isn't that far behind Poco Dorado, if she's behind her at all in terms of ability. I think she came out of her break a much better bitch than what she had shown previous. She's definitely touched for the weaker heat here. And I fully expect her to she'll definitely clear Abby Ripper. I think Leanne's not great, Blue Moon Rising. I think it might be a false price. He's the one I'd be keen to take on.
Oh, nice.
I think the company that he's been running against have been nowhere near this level. And Valachi Nero is pretty much above this level. So I see a fair gap in distance, or fair distance in ability, or fair distance in pricing. And I think he's one to lay, and I think she's one to be on.
Very nice. And you'd also be laying Abby Ripper as well.
No. Like Abby Ripper, no. Has a wee chance of staying on.
She's allergic to winning lately, mate. Can't win. Very good stuff, boys. Let's quickly hustle through the multi. You need all three legs this week. I've gone... Well, we'll start with you. We were just talking about your leg just then.
Oh, yeah.
Valachi Nero.
Yeah, Valachi Nero is my leg at $1.80.
$1.80 to win. Yeah. Wins and wins well.
All out.
Squirrel?
Yeah, our certainty at Albion Park, Maurice Minor at the even money. So, yeah, there's a couple of winners for you.
That's Thursday night.
So that'll kick us off. Get the first
leg, and then you go to Saturday night, because I'm going to be adding in double G to place race five at Wente Park. Reiner doesn't like it, but that doesn't matter because he tipped Poco Dorado last week and that came.
Thanks very much.
I'm joking. That was very mean. Reiner is the king. I take that back, Ryan.
No, I haven't. I can't remember last.
No, do not say that. You are a very astute tipper, and you know your stuff very well. And that was a low blow from me, fellas. Where's Gunner?
Well, hang on. The price of that might be.
Oh, sorry.
Come on, mate.
True price is $5.
We'll give them six. But we're really confident on this one.
Yeah, very confident.
We've got the team together. We'll get this home.
Max bet screw.
Go for your life. $100.
100 sheets.
Yep.
Very good. Excellent. All right. Well, that just about wraps us up. Does anyone know where Gunner is?
No, very quiet. I don't know.
I'd have no idea, mate. That's something I didn't know he was off until like the other day.
Yeah.
Shows you what he's doing upstairs.
A mythical creature. You just can't catch him.
He does the roster these days, and he's just chucked it in.
That would be about right.
Didn't let us know.
No.
Throws shade at me, and then he doesn't even appear at work.
Yep.
He was probably at home on the couch eating some Subway or something. very good, boys. That wraps us up for another episode. That's episode 30, by the way, boys. Well done.
Yeah,
Screw you. You've probably been along for a good
10 or 15
maybe. 15 of them. Yep. Rhino's bringing up the we're in.
Seven at Sarah. Yeah. Sorry, I just completely guessed that. I have no idea.
No, very good. We'll go again next week, and then we will go on a little breather for the festive season. Rhino, I believe you're heading back to the UK.
Yes, I'll be back in Belfast, and I'll be splitting my time between Belfast and Dublin for 3 weeks. Very much looking forward to seeing a bit of snow and cold weather.
Very good. So I'm actually heading over there as well. Not to Dublin, but I'm heading to the UK. And it's going to be freezing.
Where are you going?
I'm going to London and Edinburgh.
Oh, right, okay.
We'll discuss it over a beer.
Sorry, bring your coat,
the listeners don't really care. Yeah. Right, for Christmas. good stuff, boys. And of course, like, listen, subscribe. We're building a nice little fan base now. And fellas, it's been another episode of the Non-Chasers. Thanks so much for coming on.
Great to be here.
Thanks very much, Mitch. Yeah, delighted. Yep.
Oh,
can I just add it as well? Someone asked me for a selfie the other day because I'm on the Sports Bet podcast.
Right, yeah. Huge hit of Sandown Park.
He's done it.
I've made it, Mum.
As we said, he'll have the blue tick on Twitter soon.
That is sensational. You will have the blue tick.
I was absolutely mortified to us.
That is so good. You know what? That punter has gone back. And if that punter, if that punter remembers that and they were the one who went up to Rhino on Friday, please tweet us in or email us in.
We want to see the photo.
And we will send you a merch pack because that is classic, sensational stuff. Fellas, I've tried to wrap it up three times.
Sorry, mate.
Of course, like, listen, subscribe. If you're having a crack on the doggies over the weekend, please do so in a responsible manner. And that just about wraps us up, boys. Well done.
Lovely.
Thanks very much, mate.
See you, boys.
Bye.
Bye.